This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Local health officials say there's no reason to panic about Omicron just yet. The new COVID-19 variant gained attention over the holiday weekend. Denverite's Rebecca Spias has more.
Omicron was labeled a variant of concern by the World Health Organization just as people were traveling for their Thanksgiving traditions. The strain, first identified in South Africa, is moving faster than other variants, and health officials are worried about mutations on what are known as spike proteins. These are the nubs on the outside of the virus that act like keys to invade healthy cells. The Delta variant, now the most prominent strain in the United States, had 9 of these mutations. Omicron has 32. Tori Burkett, an epidemiologist with the City of Denver, explained what this means.
These mutations are the things that can make these variants either more transmissible, cause more severe disease, potentially evade vaccine effectiveness.
But Burkett stressed it would take time before scientists know how Omicron affects individuals. Rebecca Spias, Denverite.
Drivers on I-70 near Glenwood Canyon should expect extra delays this week. The state started a rockfall removal project today. It'll help clean up debris left over from recent mudslides. Crews need to stop traffic for up to 30 minutes at a time to finish the job. Delays are most likely to happen between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. through Thursday. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the project will make the highway safer during future mudslides. Join donors around the world today and participate in Giving Tuesday with a gift to Colorado Public Radio. Give at cpr.org and thanks. This is CPR News and KRCC.